SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, beautiful humans. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Power, presence, and perspective. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, or maybe I should say, close to the brain. We're diving into something we all experience, sometimes in epic proportions, those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. You know, the ones that try to hijack your day, whisper doubts in your ear, and generally make you feel like a grumpy gremlin. Ever felt like you're caught in a loop of negativity, replaying past mistakes or worrying about future unknowns? It's like being stuck on a mental roller coaster with no brakes. Trust me, I've been there. But the good news is, we don't have to be slaves to these feelings. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to help us navigate those murky waters and reclaim our inner peace. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to unlock the secrets of a calmer, more empowered you. Here are 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. 1. Recognize it's just a thought. The first step is acknowledging those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They're not facts, they're not necessarily true, and they definitely don't define who you are. Think of it like this. Would you believe everything your inner critic said? Probably not. Remember that time someone told you something mean, but you knew deep down it wasn't true. It's the same thing with negative thoughts. They can sting, but they don't have to rule your life. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Don't just accept those negative narratives at face value. Ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Is there another way to look at this situation? Are my expectations realistic? Think of it like a detective investigating a case. You wouldn't jump to conclusions, would you? Same goes for your mind. Analyze the evidence, look for biases, and consider different perspectives. It might surprise you how much clarity emerges when you start questioning those negative assumptions. 3. Focus on what you can control. We can get caught up in things outside of our control, traffic jams, other people's opinions, unexpected setbacks, the list goes on. But Stoicism reminds us to focus on what we can influence. Our actions, our responses, and our own internal world. Instead of stressing about a deadline you can't change, channel that energy into making a plan and taking action. Instead of getting caught up in gossip, choose to engage in positive conversations. Remember, your power lies in how you choose to react, not in the circumstances themselves. 4. Practice gratitude. This one might seem simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can shift your entire perspective. Think about it. Did you wake up healthy? Do you have a roof over your head? Amazing friends or family? You've got more than you might realize. Cultivating gratitude helps us see beyond the negativity and appreciate the beauty that surrounds us. It's like switching from a black and white movie to full color. Suddenly, life feels richer and more vibrant. 5. Be kind to yourself. Let's be real, everyone has negative thoughts sometimes. It's human. So instead of beating yourself up for having those feelings, treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth, and every day is a chance to start fresh. Let me share a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation, and suddenly your mind starts swirling with doubts. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not qualified? Those thoughts can be paralyzing. Here's where Stoicism comes in. You can acknowledge those fears, they are valid, but then remind yourself that you've prepared well, and you have something valuable to share. Focus on the message you want to deliver, on connecting with your audience, and on doing your best. Remember, it's not about eliminating negative thoughts altogether, it's about managing them effectively. So take a deep breath, tap into those Stoic principles, and remember, you've got this. In a nutshell, overcoming negative thoughts and emotions is all about awareness, action, and self-compassion. Recognize those pesky thoughts, challenge their validity, focus on what you can control, cultivate gratitude, and be kind to yourself. Now go out there and rock your world. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. And let me know in the comments what are your favorite strategies for dealing with negativity. Let's create a supportive community of empowered Stoics together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.